This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Checking out the LSU baseball team. 14-0, 10-1, 8-1. Three-game sweep over Purdue-Fort Wayne this weekend. LSU head coach Jay Johnson spoke to the media after that three-game sweep. Here's what he had to say is that the Tigers now get ready for two midweek games, tomorrow against Southern and then Wednesday against Nicholls.
The walk disparity was massive in all three games. I mean, what aspect of that pleased you the most?
I think it's twofold. I talk football terms a lot, but strike zone management in both sides of the ball is like the line of scrimmage in football, and you have to control it from the offensive side, because if you do and you don't swing at balls, it can create more offensive opportunity, but then you don't get yourself out at the plate also. So that's the offensive side of it. And then just the pitching, the just completely suffocating the zone. Coach Schreiber said something to me like after, it's like, hey man, like that's every pitch for a strike, and even the balls are close misses. And I think it was plus command, control, pitchability. So on both sides, like if we won the line of scrimmage, and something I tell the team is most games are lost in college baseball, not won. And we just want to be a hard team to play where we don't really give the other team anything. And it was a good start to that.
Coach, the bullpen was great all weekend.
Yeah.
How encouraging was it to see the depth day after day?
Yeah, really encouraging. You know, it's one of the exciting things about being the coach here is, you know, the opportunity to recruit really good pitching. And we've had all good teams. Really been lucky, never had a bad team. But you have great teams when you are good on the mound. You know, I just use the lineman thing, but your pitching staff is your offensive line. And they did a great job. And they're getting better. Like, they're better than they were in the fall. And that's a tribute to their hard work, a tribute to Coach Yeske, a tribute to Jamie, tribute to Chris, tribute to Isaac Trujillo. It's an all-in, all-the-time effort on making sure those guys lined up. I mean, Guidry, Ware, and Cowan didn't even throw this weekend. And those guys are probably all going to throw 50-plus innings for this team this year. So it's a good start.
Building on the pitching side, we got to see all four freshmen make their debuts. Just, I know you've spoken on a couple of them already this weekend, but just overarching takeaways on how that group.
Awesome, man. I mean, we only got four because we thought they were elite and could perform right away, and there's no question about that. I like that we got them one where, hey, the crowd and Union for the first time where the game wasn't necessarily in the balance. That won't be the case the next time for all four of them, and they're ready for that.
What do you like specifically from Goldschmidt?
Everything. It was kind of a cool relationship, honestly. I've been on the wrong side of the draft thing forever, you know, and I mean, it's almost like we're kind of due for that one, and, you know, maybe for Derek. And it's really cool because for 3 years, you know, people are going to continue to talk about him. And you don't get that in the minor league baseball. Matter of fact, can somebody do a study for me on that? Like, how many mentions you get as a stud pitcher at LSU versus, you know, in minor league baseball, oblivion. So somebody come back to me with a study on that. And he's a great kid, too. He's a super competitor. I trust him. And he had his first adversity a little bit last weekend, but it was a little bit unfair. You know, I put him against probably the 9 of the top 12 guys, and we game planned for him like we would, you know, game plan for one of our opponents. And we got him a little bit, but there's the response, and that's electric stuff. Like, he's at a lot closer to the front of this thing than the back. And, you know, obviously we think he could start. That's why we wanted to get the pitch count up, but he got guys out so quick it didn't really allow us to do that. So.
Is there one overarching thing you're thinking about that you learned about your team in these first three games?
I saw a little bit of character. I know that may sound crazy because the games weren't really close, but when you know kind of where they're at, like in their life and what their career means to them, to be united as a team, I feel like there's some real substance to that, and I'm excited about that. Now, it's not been tested yet. It was not tested this weekend, but I think you know, when you got guys that are competing against each other, per se, for playing time or pitching time, that are excited about their teammate success, I saw a lot of that going on, and that's a good starting point. You know, the things I'm obviously pleased with the pitching staff, because it doesn't matter what anybody else views the competition, that will play, period. So I like that. I think it should allow to take some pressure off the offense, but I think the offense did some really good things. I don't feel like we really got outside of our plan and took advantage of the free bases, created the free bases, and won in a bunch, or scored runs, I should say, in a bunch of different ways.
You guys were thrown out a few times in the base paths. How is that something you're able to look into as we?
Yeah, I think, okay, the first one was Stanfield. Okay, great catch, great tag. I think he was safe. And he went right away, and he anticipated it because Jones was up and they threw a breaking ball in the dirt. No problem. You know, I can't ask them to be aggressive and use this tool and have it not work out sometime. The one we made the mistake on was Larson went a little too far. It's the only thing he did wrong today. He went a little too far. So I didn't yell at Ashton. I yelled at Coach Simpson. Like, he needs to be louder. Okay, this is the loudest college baseball stadium in the country. So the reason that one hurt is because now you got a guy on third with two outs. Now you need a hit instead of a ground ball to the middle of the field or a sack fly. But Ashton did exactly what he's supposed to do, run full speed all the time, no exception, think two bases at a time. He just kind of got caught in no man's land. So I addressed it with Coach Simpson. We're good. You know, 3 for 3 on stolen bases. So again, like, you can't do it both ways. If you pass the ball 65 times a game, you're going to throw more interceptions. You know, if you run the ball 60 times a game, which nobody does that anymore, right? You're going to fumble more often. So I think it's a healthy balance because it's about scoring runs. And, you know, how you score runs is really important. We need to be able to score runs in whatever type of game that we're in. And, you know, so there's just a high bar. I mean, I did a study 2 weeks ago of, you know, the last 15 years of LSU baseball and runs per game, and the top 3 years are 2023, 2022, 2024. So we're good on that part of it, but to really win the games against the elite teams, you got to be able to do it in different ways. And we could do that in 23, just nobody really paid attention to it because, you know, we had 144 homers. And this team's a lot closer to that than last year's team. And I was super down on that team, and it's the third most runs in a year in LSU baseball in the last 15 years. So bar's pretty high.
LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson talking after the Tigers swept Purdue Fort Wayne, their last one, an 8-1 victory yesterday. We kind of got into some of the numbers there, but man, oh man, the most outstanding thing I think that everybody would agree on, definitely the pitching performances, your starters and relievers, just dynamite.
Yeah, it's like you kind of mentioned, pitching separates good teams from great ones, Steve. And Jay Johnson's 100% correct. If this team is going to, nobody runs through SEC play, but have a strong season in SEC play and then get to the postseason, battle-tested and ready to go, I think the pitching staff is going to be a major reason why.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.